Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, so we've just come out of an amazing screening of Come On, Come On by Mike Mills, who you might remember from 2010's Excellent Beginners. Yeah, well, it's really, really, really solid, solid, solid film. So in terms of story, Joaquin Phoenix is like this functioning mess of a man. He's kind of called upon to look after his sister's 9-year-old kid, who's called Jesse. And it's not that Johnny is a deliberately distant uncle, or in some way has difficulty dealing with kids. He spends much of his time recording interviews with kids as kind of some sort of national survey, asking them about their thoughts of the future. But it's clear in the sort of opening scenes and the opening exchanges between Johnny and his sister Viv, who's played by an excellent Gabby Hoffman, you get a clear sense that there's a lot of family water under the bridge, and there's a lot of heartache that has to be somehow navigated still. So what have we got? I think we got another fantastic performance from Joaquin Phoenix. He's not the big bad wolf of Joker, but more of a bear of a man who kind of brushes shoulders with responsibility, but never really kind of gets fully involved. Jesse, who's the kid who's he's put in charge of, he's clearly this damaged soul. He's kind of, you know, this small little child. He's got this mixture of kind of adorability and precociousness, but within that kind of armor, you can sense that there's real issues happening. And the kind of the way that Johnny deals with this is he introduces Jesse into his world of sound recording, and this kind of gives them a bridge to build upon. But Jesse is very much kind of like this adult wrapped in a child's body, and quite often he's asking these really penetrating questions of Joaquin Phoenix's Johnny. And there are, on those occasions, sometimes it feels like the script is speaking through Woody Norman, who's playing Jesse, but that is nothing to take away from Woody Norman at all. It's an excellent performance, and a lot of these kind of movies where you have like a kid and it's the whole film rests on the believability of the kid's performance, you have to say that Woody Norman absolutely smashes it. In fact, if you are a regular of the podcast, if you've listened to or you dial your way back to the October 2020 interview that I do with Carl Golden, who is the director of Bruno, Woody Norman was in that film and he smashed it then and he smashes it here. And we both agreed that as a child actor and as a hopefully an actor with a long, long future, he absolutely was somebody to watch. And here he is again, absolutely acing it. In terms of the other participants, Scoot McNairy plays Jesse's distant father who's struggling with an ongoing mental health condition. And he works really, really well, as does Gabby Hoffman as Johnny's sister and Jesse's mum. I mean, one of the things that you will notice about this film as you're watching it is you can't help but be flashed back to kind of these other child-adult dramas where the kids are much smarter than the adults. Immediately I'm thinking of things like 1973's Peter Bogdanovich, Paper Moon, which so memorably introduced Tatum O'Neill. It's that same kind of vibe, and you kind of have to go with it. Sure, it's a bit all American, everybody has solid, convenient jobs, there's lots of apologies going around, not too much blame being thrown in either direction, and nobody's really dealing with too much repression or angst or judgment about being so emotional, so you kind of have to accept that. But as a love story kind of forced out of necessity between Johnny and Jesse in this new parental role and all the sort of pressures that that brings, Come On, Come On is a sumptuous film. The music's top drawer, the cinematography, the whole black and white vibe is beautiful. Yeah, I can't really recommend it more than that. Let's see how it feels, how it rests with me for a while, but initially, having just seen it, you're blown away. Again, you know, it might be a little bit over sentimental for some audiences, but that depends on the baggage that you bring to the film yourself. For me personally, fantastic. One of the best films I've seen so far this year. So there you go. Check it out.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no spoiler reaction. All the best. Bye.